Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading? In which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Chickie Grayson, who retired in January after 33 years at Enterprise Homes, the last 24 as its president and CEO. Enterprise Homes is a company that builds affordable housing for people in Baltimore and beyond. And I happen to know, because Chickie and I are dear friends, that she is an avid reader. Chickie, welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Hi, Tom. It's great to talk to you.
So you want to talk about a novel by Aminata Forna called Happiness. What's it about?
Well, it's got a lot in it, but essentially it is about life and relationships and urban life. And the thing that drew me to this book was that there is a great storyline, so I'm always ready to pick it up to see what's going to happen next. But it also has me thinking and learning about people and relationship and life and lessons of life.
Then it takes place in London. There's a fox that plays a role in this.
I don't know if you have foxes in your neighborhood, but it's not unusual to see foxes in Midtown Baltimore.
Yeah, it's so true. We see them in Druid Hill Park all the time.
Well, there you go. You know, this is a novel, but if the information is correct, and I would believe that it is, that we should embrace our foxes and not try to destroy them or get rid of them.
Embrace your foxes. That seems like very good advice indeed. There's another one that you've just started by a very popular author, Eric Larson. I'll admit that I've not read Eric Larson, but this one's called The Splendid and the Vile. Now, I know you haven't finished this one. This is literally what you are reading at the moment. What's it about so far?
Well, it is about World War II, and it's mostly about Churchill and his leadership during World War II. And it really starts off with him becoming prime minister. And I love it so far because juxtaposed against what we are living through today, you can really tell the difference between really good leadership and no leadership.
Yeah, this, I guess it takes place right after Hitler has invaded Holland and Belgium, and it's Churchill's first day as prime minister. He walked into a very, very difficult situation, and of course, we know ultimately how it turned out. Have you read a lot of other Eric Larson books?
I did read The Devil in the White City, which I loved. That it was really phenomenal. That was about the World's Fair in Chicago. I'm not sure of the year, but it was really fascinating. It wasn't just about the fair. It was about other things that were going on in Chicago, but it was really a good read.
Yeah, and it's fun to have great novelists take real events in life and then expound on them in a novel. Okay, so The Splendid and the Vile, that's the new one by Eric Larson. The other one by Aminata Forna is called Happiness. Chickie Grayson is the former president and CEO of Enterprise Home, and that's what she's reading. Chickie, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom. Always good to talk to you.
What Are You Reading comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.